Opponents of increased hunting on three Swift Mud properties are staking much of their debate on the financial burden it could put on the agency. Those properties are Cypress Creek Preserve, Lower Hillsboro Wilderness Preserve, and Green Swamp West. Karen Turbeville is married to a hunter, but she thinks the Water Management District will be stuck with a bill they can't afford. She says the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, or FWC, will charge for many of the services needed to regulate safe hunting activities.
Swift Mud has clearly tried to provide this public recreation, but it is not realistic in today's economy. FWC provides minimal services without additional charges. 75% of FWC income is from hunting sources. Given these facts, there is a lack of balance in how hunting is administered and paid for.
Turbeville made a public request for the FWC's cost to facilitate additional hunting days because she says that information has not been made available. But hunter John Bellotta says hunting is actually a huge source of revenue for preserved areas like the three in question.
Sportsman's license revenues account for more than half of all the funding for state natural resource agencies. $300 million additional money is contributed to wildlife conservation every year by more than 10,000 private hunting advocate organizations like the National Wild Turkey Federation, Ducks Unlimited, and Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. $4.2 billion amount of money sportsmen have contributed to conservation through the Pittman-Robertson Act established in 1937. Now those facts, that's a lot of money. Most of the land we're talking about has been funded by hunters.
And hunting advocates also argue allowing more hunting days is only fair. Danny Brantley of the Kissimmee River Valley Sportsmen Association says equestrian groups, among others, are trying to monopolize land everyone should be entitled to.
We're looking at 122,951 acres of land on this deal, but only 23,400 are considered for hunting. Out of that, there's only going to be 105 hunting trips, and that comes down to on 12 days of use of this property. Well, there's 353 other days for the Esquarians to use this property. 12 days is not asking for very much.
Hunters are left with a very small percentage of usage on district lands. The plan would add less than 11,000 acres to the nearly 133,000 acres already available. But Brad Spicone, who is a homeowner near one of the proposed hunting areas, told agency staff to base their recommendation on the number of hunters compared to other recreational users.
Also, the fairness at stake here, I got some information that says Swift Mud owns 340,000 total acres for public use. Hunting is designated for use is 129,000 as of right now. My math says that's over a third of the property is what the hunters get to use. Less than 1% of the population has a hunting license. Last year's total population in Florida was over 18 million. In conclusion, if anything, we should reduce the amount of acres to reflect a more equal percentage.
And of course, where there's hunting, there's guns, and in this case, even archery. This worries homeowners who live near proposed hunting boundaries. The Cypress Creek tract backs up to several homes as well as a school. Russell Watrous is a former homeowner association president who says hunting doesn't need to occur in people's backyards.
When I was president of the homeowners association in 2008, a hunter dropped a deer about 30 feet from the fence behind one of the homeowners' houses on Hornbill Circle. The position of the hunter and the position of the deer where he fell was witnessed by one of the neighbors there and also by two of the daughters of the homeowner. One of them was 9 and one of them was 13, and they had been watching the deer for some time.
But the regional director of the United Waterfowlers of Florida, Chuck Echenique, doesn't think people need to be concerned about safety. He said many of the claims made by those opposed to hunting are either not factual or taken out of context.
There is a vast amount of misinformation and fear-mongering that has gone on that have basically criminalized hunters. I find it extremely offensive that people feel the need to monitor my legal activity when their legal activity does not need to be monitored.
Hunters also contend they are providing a service in areas where feral hogs have become a nuisance. Etchenique claims contracted agencies kill hogs late at night, a service he says taxpayers are footing the bill for. SwiftMud staff will make a recommendation to the governing board on December 20th at their regular board meeting in Haines City. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Plant City.